Cross Rhythm.
Bringing you the hard edge of Christian music. The rock and hard place.
Cross Rhythms.
www.crossrhythms.co.uk/direct.
Cross Rhythms Direct. Check out the all-new Cross Rhythms Direct website. www.crossrhythms.co.uk/direct.
The Cross Rhythms Direct website is now bigger and better than ever before, featuring new and improved search facilities. Getting music and merchandise from Cross Rhythms has never been easier.
Cross Rhythms Direct is the site to serve for all your Christian music needs.
With its various special offers, Cross Rhythms Direct can now also supply Cross Rhythms gift vouchers.
With the all-new Cross Rhythms Direct site, recordings of festival seminars are also now available.
There's so much more to the all-new Cross Rhythms Direct. www.crossrhythms.co.uk/direct.
Cross Rhythms Direct.
Thank you very much. These are extreme days indeed. You better know what you believe and what you're standing on. Because when the storms come, it better be strong enough. Lines are being drawn in people's hearts. Where do you stand? Don't follow the crowd. Just follow the one. Here's a band who we're interviewing after the news, and they have a message just like that. I think they're based in Texas. Greg's shrugging his shoulders. We'll find out before we talk to them. This is Monstrous.
What about them three Hebrew boys? I promise you, they never knew what was going to happen. Them flames are raging. And you know too well they were scared. They could have made an excuse. You know what they said? It's not worth our salvation. Let's go on the fire. There ain't no other way. If God delivers us all nuts, we ain't bowing down.
With a story about three young lads who knew what they were going for to the point that they were willing to face fire and even overcome it. This is Zealots in the Land of Nod. And Monstrous are on the line after 8 o'clock tonight.
As we have faith in our cause and an unconquerable willpower, salvation will not be denied us. In the words of the psalmist, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord.
You're listening to The Rock and Hard Place on Crossroads City 101.8 FM, having a good time. There's 14 people in the chat room if you want to join them, but if you do, you keep your sentences short. Okay, Monstrous up after this. This is Monstrous. This is a track called Supernatural. We love this guy. This is Monstro. Has been playing this on the show for a good 3 or 4 months. That's a song called Supernatural from their album Zealots in the Land of Nod. And on the line, we should have all the way from Texas. No, from Ohio, in fact. Actually, just found out. It should be Ron, Mars and Don from the band Monstro. Hi there, guys. You'll have to talk up loud because it's a long way from Ohio.
Okay.
So how far is Ohio from Texas?
A long way, probably as far as you are from you.
So we're a long way.
About 2,500 miles.
About 2,500, so we weren't that close really then. So tell us a little bit about the title, Zealots in the Land of Nod. It's a bit of a crazy title. What on earth does it mean?
Well, the Land of Nod is the place where Cain was banished to in the book of Genesis, if you recall, after he had killed Abel, and God sent him to wander, and both biblically and, you know, mythology, things like that, the Land of Nod is the place where sleeping people go, you know, while they're asleep. So the idea is in this place of wandering, this place of sleep, we're zealots, you know, trying to wake everyone up.
So do you think people are asleep?
Excuse me?
What do you mean that people are asleep?
Asleep to the message of the gospel. I mean, just a world on the way to hell without realizing it. You know, whereas, you know, maybe 100 years ago, even the idea of God, religion, you know, Jesus Christ, was a lot more prevalent in daily life. I mean, even like, you know, at least here in North America, whereas now with technology and modern distractions and things like that, the idea of God is becoming a lot less prevalent.
Do you think that's primarily a Western culture thing? Do you think it's in the West that we've got so many trappings that kind of distract us?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Hollywood, you know, that's probably part of the reason why they put out the movie The Matrix, you know? I mean, it's basically, you know, a movie, you know, where people are trapped in this life, and they need someone to kind of wake them up from it, you know? And we see ourselves, you know, as modern-day John the Baptist, you know, a voice crying in the wilderness, you know, preparing the way of the Lord.
So tell me, in terms of being a John the Baptist, are you prepared to lose your head for proclaiming this message?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, it means anything. I mean, the ultimate thing is obviously death. I mean, you know, as Paul says, you know, for us to die is, you know, to gain Christ. And, I mean, there's really nothing worse than that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for me, you know, this is Mars speaking, and me still being single, if that means never getting married, if that means never, you know, seeing my earthly, fleshly dreams come true for the gospel's sake, I mean, that's fine, you know? I mean, I know that this life is a dressing room for eternity, and, you know, that's the real investment, so it means, you know, there's no holds barred.
Do you find that you meet many people who have that same attitude towards life? But even within the music industry, surely there's a lot of people who really just are into the music.
You mean the Christian music industry?
Both.
Well, I think there's a lot of people in the music industry. I mean, the whole culture and industry within itself is a very selfish industry. I don't think anybody has any game plan other than to live for themselves. Now, in the Christian music industry, I mean, surely there's people out there spreading the gospel and their heart is very pure, but even the Christian music industry at times can be very corrupt. I mean, as I'm sure you're probably aware.
Dad, well, I think you're quite right. I think because it's in the heart of man, you know, whatever kind of music you're into, the sin is in the nature of man, and we all got to face those daily battles, really, whether we're going to choose to walk the way that God would want us to walk or allow the temptations of the world to kind of distract us. Tell us a little bit. I played the song Supernatural just now. What on earth, in terms of talking about a supernatural God, do you see any life-changing supernatural experiences when you do your concerts?
Absolutely. Every day. I mean, the lyrics for Supernatural basically are kind of reminding people of the supernatural ability of God. You know, a lot of people, even in the church, have kind of, you know, forgotten miracles. I mean, we live in the New Testament now. Miracles are a modern day, everyday occurrence.
But we do see it. I mean, at our concerts, I mean, you do see lives changed. I mean, I'm honestly, Jonathan, I'm amazed. I'm amazed every time we do a show, because in a half hour, 45 minute, hour span, whatever time we're allotted, it's amazing what the power of God can do in a life. I mean, parents can be fighting with kids and trying to turn them around, and they can come to a 45-minute, hour-long monstrous concert and leave a different person. I mean, and only the power of God can do that, you know? I mean, we can't do that. That's nothing about monstrous. That's just the power of God coming through the lyrics, you know, and coming through the music. And, yeah. And you know, that's what keeps us going.
When you say that, that was going to be my next question, actually, in terms of what keeps you going, and what is the goal of Monstrous? I mean, what do you want to actually achieve?
Well, I mean, it's a two-part thing. I mean, you know, speaking for myself and Ron, when we had first met, our idea was to be a light in a dark place, meaning that we wanted to spread the gospel in the secular market, you know, which just simply meant salvation of unsaved people. But as we've gone on more, I've seen as great a need for edification within the church, meaning that you know, after you get saved, you know, and again, speaking for myself, you know, having been into bands like Ozzy Osbourne and things like that before I was a Christian, after I was a Christian, my only alternatives were like the Imperials or
Petra.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? and that isn't to dog that, but as a baby Christian needing spiritual milk, where, you know, where again, like I was just saved, but I still had a lot of flesh in me, and I needed something that I could get a hold of. There really wasn't anything available, and I think had there been, the first part of my walk wouldn't have been so shaky, and I just see a much greater need for a boot camp type of mentality, in that, you know, after you've joined the Army, you know, then you get some training, you know what I'm saying, some edification, and you know, with the songs we're going to be writing, especially for the next record, will be directed a lot more practically towards, you know, walking a daily Christian life, you know what I'm saying, you know, giving people real tangible tools, you know, for victory.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about your music in a minute, and a little bit about the forthcoming album. First of all, we're going to play another song from your Zealots in the Land of Nod album. This song's called Trinity. Just quickly introduce it. Tell us what it's about.
Well, it's just for people's curiosity, the guy that starts off the album is actually my dad and is the pastor of our church that we attend. And, you know, basically it's, you know, I'll let Mars kind of even explain a little bit more about, you know, explaining the three in one.
Well, it was a thing, you know, again, before I was saved and I was still going to Catholic school, and one of the nuns was telling us a story about the Trinity, basically, and about this guy that was contemplating it and went down to the ocean and saw a kid digging a hole and, you know, pouring buckets full of ocean water into the hole. And when he asked the kid what he was doing, the kid said, "I'm trying to put the ocean into this hole." And, you know, the man kind of clued in, basically just saying that the Trinity, you know, that God's true nature is something that we are not going to be able to completely understand as men, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what the song is about, is saying God is what he is, but with faith it doesn't really matter whether or not we can understand.
Okay, well, let's hear it. This is the song Trinity.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen."
You're listening to The Rock and Hard Place, Cross Rhythm City, 101.8 FM, also on the web, crossrhythms.co.uk. And if you've got Sky Digital, channel 876, you're listening to an interview with Ron, Don and Mars from Ohio. They're in the band Monstrous, and that's Monstrous without an O in it, so it's kind of Monster Us. And while we're talking about that, guys, is that intentional in terms of the name, or have one of you got bad spelling?
It's actually... it's actually intentional for a lot of reasons. One being, when we started the band, someone, said, "What do you want this band? What do you want people to think of when they hear the name of the band?" You know, and I said, "I want them to think of something larger than life, because God's larger than life." And so somebody said "Humongous," and after we got done laughing, we said, "How about monstrous?" And we thought if we changed the spelling, it would be easier to distinguish. When you type it in a search engine on the internet or anything, it is what it is. And what's kind of cool is it derives from a word called monstrance, which when we looked it up, monstrance is, the definition was, a vessel used by the consecrated host for the adoration of the faithful. And it just fit. I mean, that's what we are. We're a vessel for the use of the Lord. And, that's kind of where it all came from.
And one thing I note about your album is that your music's quite different. I mean, it's obviously rock, heavy rock, but it's there's something kind of different about it. And what are your influences, and how do you get it different?
Well, with regard to the influences, without, sounding real, pious or whatever, I mean, the Lord really is the main influence, in the sense that we really believe that anything you would do in ministry pours directly out of your personal walk with the Lord, and that isn't something that you can think up or fake or act out. If you want to be, if you want to sound different, in whatever ministry you're doing, you need to be different. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the Lord being the creator is obviously the source of creativity, and he has just led us every step of of the way with regard to different things. And how for the three of us to work together and write together, and live together as individuals, as brothers in the Lord, and, and also just to make the music different. There's obviously some modern influences with the industrial type sounds, the, sequencing and things like that. But, being the age that we're at, we're all in our 30s, we have one foot in the old school, which is, the 70s, and, when real bands played real music, and we've got another foot in the modern time when, there's a lot of sampled bands, a lot of processed bands, and we've tried to make a bit of a musical cyborg, part human, part machine, and
And you get monstrous.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's been the kind of response to the album? Because when we came across it, we hadn't heard of the label that it's on. Is it B2E?
Yeah, B2E or B2 Entertainment. Basically, monstrous has spent the better part of the last two, three years talking with different record companies and whatnot, major record companies here in the States. And, with the success of POD and how they took off, many of the secular record labels were looking for their POD, if you want to say that. And Monstrous was being talked to by some pretty big heavyweights. And after a year and a half of being strung along, and they were asking, asking us to write additional music so they could see how we could write, with a time crunch on us. And, we came back to them with some new music, and they loved it so much, they said, "We're just going to ditch the Zealots and take off with this new album." And we said, "No, this is the album the Lord has for us. This is the album that has to come out to the people at this time." And so at that point, we decided to walk away from the table and do it ourselves. And so B2 Entertainment is actually owned by Monstrous.
Right.
And we're actually right now looking at bands around the world, because we're going to be adding to our roster, very anointed hip-hop artists, pop artists. But it's going to be different than anything out there. It's going to be different than T-Bone or Toby Mac or whoever is going on out there. There's going to be something different in the music, just as different as what Monstrous is doing.
And you're finding that people are picking up on the album?
Oh, absolutely. It's every day it's building momentum. So, it's, the biggest problem we have right now is keeping up with the demand. Received pretty well overseas, and we're absolutely excited about that, and want to thank everybody over there who has called in or likes what we're doing. We just we appreciate that kind of support, and especially the support of Cross Rhythms and the Rock and a Hard Place. That's helped push Monstrous into markets that we don't have distribution currently in.
That's our pleasure. It's very easy, actually, because we just like the music, so we just play what we like.
Well, Thank you very much.
Tell us, Steve-O on the chat room here on the Cross Rhythms website, wants to know whether you're ever going to play Manchester in the UK. Any chances of playing in the UK?
Well, we'd love to open up for a Manchester United soccer game sometime. But
or a halftime. Do they have halftime in soccer?
Yeah, yeah.
But
they call it football here, I guess.
But we're right now trying to secure some overseas shows. There's talks of us playing a show in Sweden this year, possibly, Switzerland, Norway, possibly. There's some different things like that. Of course, we begged, bartered, and pleaded to be on the Cross Rhythms Festival bill this year, but I guess they just don't want old monstrous this year. But maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe Steve-O writes a few more emails.
Yeah, maybe he loves you. So tell us about the new album, just very briefly. What's it going to be called? When's it out?
Well, if you wouldn't mind, we would keep the title secret for right now. But okay. With regard to the content, like I said, it's going to be practical weapons to use against our enemy, basically, and especially for someone who's newly saved, the music intrinsically will have spiritual power to it, you know, and we just really want to edify the body of Christ, especially the neglected part of the body, which we consider to, you know, be a lot of the kids that are into our kind of music. So
but musically speaking, I mean, just kind of following up what I just said a bit ago, and that is, I mean, musically, if I use the term spanks, it spanks Zealots in the Land of Nod musically. I mean, the record companies wanted to ditch Zealots and take off in this new direction. They basically said, if you think you blew us away with Zealots in the Land of Nod, this new direction just sat us down big time. I mean, nobody's doing what you're doing. So, I mean, musically speaking, if you like Zealots in the Land of Nod, this next album should blow you away.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to receiving that and playing that on the show. We think you've got a good message in terms of a bit of guts, a bit of passion in your faith, and so more power to you.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for having us today, and Greg for helping coordinate all this. We just challenge your listeners in their faith and encourage them to keep listening to The Rock in a Hard Place on 101.8 FM. God bless you all.
That's very good. Thank you very much, guys. Very quickly, if somebody wants to know more about what you do, do you have a website?
Yes, it's www.monstrous.com, and of course, monstrous is spelled Monster US.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mars.
Thanks, Jonathan.
And we're going to go out with a song here, The Way Home, and we'll play that just briefly. What's that about?
Well, I mean, it's basically the prodigal son story. You know, just about at the time, a brother in Christ of ours was going through a really hard time, and it's basically about receiving back fallen brothers.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much, guys, and hopefully talk to you again in the future.
Thank you very much.
God
Take
bless.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please stand by. the way you put me, yeah. Would you help me down? Or would the hues perfect become a stone thing? So you bear the burden as a team. Oh, which I was half torn, your heart open, but all that falls out is mercy. Cause everyone needs help.
The Way Home from Monstrous.
The Way Home.
Just a reminder, the website, www.monsterus, that's monsterus.com. 8:37 on a Monday night. This is The Rock and Hard Place on Cross Rhythm City. We've got the top five countdown, The Rock and Hard Place top five, coming up fairly soon. But first, we've got a brand new track from Cutlass.
The Rock and Hard Place. Cross Rhythm. Music with a hard edge.